you're in the same game now. Can you actually go from, instead of being just producing commodities and feeding the fleas, can you actually start saying, all right, where do we go into higher value capture strategies and options for us? Because at the end of the day is that regional revitalization. That's really, in a sense, what is the social capital. You know, that's really what makes communities and that keeps regions and what have you alive. And of course, there's some stunning examples of that sort of thing sort of starting to happen. But really, yeah, how do we make that blossom much, much more widely? Because that's where the thing is. Health, the key new market, 7.4 billion people, 10 billion within 30 years, all desperately looking at health. Even in Australia, okay? In Australia at the moment, we're spending $150 billion every year on our disease industry. You know, that's the medical industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the undertakers, you name it, right? It's one big disease industry, right? $150 billion a year. Now, half of that industry is able to be prevented by healthy food, by food with high nutrition integrity. I mean, like Linus Pauling back in the 50s gave us all this stuff. 90% of the diseases that we are now suffering from in industrial societies, you know, the heart attacks, the cancers, the diabetes, the allergies, etc., etc., are all related to what we put into our face, the crap that we eat. As Rachel said, our food now often has a third of the nutrient intensity than it did pre-World War II. In many cases, it has zero of the 33 essential nutrients, trace elements, that we need for enzymes to keep ourselves healthy. Okay, so this is a massive cost to our society, because $150 billion a year in Australia, growing at 10%, totally unsustainable. It's not going to last 10 years because you guys won't be able to pay enough taxes to cover it, right? So we've got to find a solution, and the solution is about the nutritional integrity of food and its preventative health effects. I mean, just, we've done all the studies, we've got all the data.